Next month, Lyon County voters will be posed with a ballot question: should sex work be legal? And while county commissioners will ultimately have the final word, those pushing for the ban say that legal sex work is unethical. They specifically mention what are called lineups, where the sex workers present themselves to prospective clients, calling the practice demeaning to women. Brothel owners disagree. They say it's empowering. KUNR's Bree Zender, however, wanted to know how the sex workers themselves feel about the practice.
And just a heads up, What's Ahead makes references to what happens at brothels and might not be appropriate for some listeners. Here's Bree.
When a customer steps into the Moonlight Bunny Ranch just outside of Carson City, a brothel employee rings the doorbell. And then all of the available women on shift line up in the parlor, where the walls are covered with magazine pornography that looks like it's from the 90s. Some of the sex workers are wearing lingerie, others are more casual and modest. Some are barely 18, others are a few decades older. They stand up with their hands behind their backs and say their stage names. In fact, that's the only thing they're allowed to say, unless the client picks them.
Hello, I'm Mia.
Hi, I'm Stacy.
Hi, I'm Misty.
Hi, I'm Lauren.
This process is called a lineup. Basically, an introduction to help clients decide who they want to party or have an encounter with. Critics of legal brothels say doing this reduces women to their looks. But for Randy Ryder, it's simply a part of the job.
I wouldn't say it's objectifying. It's letting the client know what ladies are available and who's here in the house. That kind of gives everybody a fair advantage and opportunity. It's all about eye contact and smiling and saying your name, and like you can figure out which girls want you to pick them over the girls that are like, oh, like I'm tired. Like it just shows in your person, like your body and how you're standing. Mm-hmm. So
is there any times where you've been too tired to do it?
Yeah. Like if I've booked a lot during the day.
Well, it's a 12-hour shift, right?
Yeah.
And then if you have multiple clients a day, that seems like it'd be pretty exhausting.
Yeah. So we can jump in line and be a body, or we can keep going.
Madison Graham found it difficult to keep going. She's a former legal sex worker who worked for several ranches in Mound House. And at one point, she was also late brothel owner Dennis Hoff's personal assistant and publicist. Over time, she became disgusted by the lineup.
You know, I felt like a trained poodle or like Pavlov's dog. You know, you ring the bell and you immediately start running. And, you know, you have to put your hands behind your back. And most of these men, I didn't want them. I didn't want them to pick me. Some of the men would come in and they were just so degrading and they'd look us up and down.
For Alice Little of the Bunny Ranch, it's really not a big deal.
It's kind of your opportunity to like showcase yourself a little bit. You just not say your name. Hi, my name is Alice. And then that's it. It's certainly not too intimidating as far as activities go.
Little began doing sex work after traveling the country as an adult sex educator. She says she continues to do this because of the effect of her work.
Well, for me, what really was the turning point is when somebody told me what it meant to them to have that encounter. It was one of my first parties, very, very early on. And afterwards, the gentleman said, you know, I just wanted to say thank you. I haven't been able to feel like this since my wife died of cancer 3 years ago. I was thinking of killing myself, but, you know, I don't think I want to do that anymore. So thank you.
Lineups aren't always as positive for every sex worker. For Ebony Blue, who used to work primarily at the Love Ranch in Nye County, they were complicated, made especially difficult because she's a woman of color. She told me most of the clients didn't choose African-American women like her from the lineups.
When there's two African-American girls and there's all mostly white or Asian or mixed, you knew you probably wasn't going to get picked. I felt like I was worthless.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have some of the qualities that the other girls did.
Like what?
Fake boobs, long hair, pretty outfits. So it's kind of scary at the same time, because you never know who that person is until you take them back there.
For these four women, and for many sex workers, the complexity and grayness of this issue is beyond the yes or no question that Lyon County voters need to answer. To some, it's power, and for others, it's power lost. I'm Bree Zender, KUNR News.